I would like to thank everybody for joining us today. We're here at the Blue Ox Community School, and today we had the students at the community school prepare some questions for some local politicians. Today we are joined by Mr. Larry Glass, and we'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for coming in and being able to allow the teens, the future of our community, to ask you a few questions today. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
First question will be coming from a student named Lee. Why don't you introduce yourself, Lee, and tell us how old you are, and proceed with your question.
16 years old. What are your plans for maintaining and improving roads, pedestrian walkways, and alleys?
Well, right now, that's a tough proposition because the city is going through a pretty intense budget crisis that reflects the overall economic downturn that the whole country is experiencing right now. So it's going to be pretty hard to just maintain the roads and sidewalks that we have now. Alleys, I don't think is going to happen. But there is a big push to enhance the trail system, which isn't going to cost us a whole lot of money. And I don't know if you saw in the news the other day, but they just were having a dedication of the part of the trail over by the Elk River Wildlife Sanctuary between Truesdale and Hillficker there along the waterfront. That's going to be a good addition of a long trail there. But I fully support better and safer bike access all around town. I ride my bike in Old Town from where I live at 2nd and J to my store on F Street every day. It's a challenge to keep yourself safe driving down the street. So I want to see better marked bike lanes and more access for not just people on bikes, but there's a lot of disabled people in our community that need to be able to get around town in a safer, easier manner. And I think to some extent the city's already done a pretty good job trying to enhance that. We do have some bike lanes. I'd like to see more. Did that kind of get at what you were? Okay.
Thank you very much. Next, we will be speaking with Joe. Joe, could you please just introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm 16 years old. And my question for you is, are you willing to explore options for improving our public transportation system and, you know, putting more wheelchair access on the buses and such, and more hours and better bike access, you know, like the racks on the buses for the bikes?
Yes, I totally support that, although we also have a dial-a-ride system that I've been pretty vocal about during my time on the council, making sure that the disabled people that use the dial-a-ride system are treated respectfully and are not left waiting at doctor's appointments and that, which has happened with the system. They went to a new sort of computerized system where they were trying to map things out further in advance and to save money. And what it did, I got to watch my language here, but it was a mess. And it left a lot of people stranded at their doctor's appointments and that. So I've had numerous meetings with the people that run our dial-a-ride system trying to get them to be more responsive. And also have been sensitive to the complaints of people who have experienced rude behavior from the dispatchers who call in and say, well, I'm here at the doctor's office. I need a ride back home. And they've been treated pretty badly. But I think in the last few months we've been able to reduce the amount of incidences like that. But I do think that the city has to be very vigilant with people that we contract for those services with to make sure they're actually doing a good job providing those services, and they're treating the people that use them with dignity. And that, my good friend James, who doesn't see, had numerous experiences like that where he's been treated badly by that system. So definitely need to improve that. The city's part of the transit system is running in the red all the time. We subsidize that all the while. The fares that we're collecting don't even come close to paying the cost of running it, but I do support having the system. I think it's the way to go for the future, too. You know, I think we need more of that and not less. But funding is always the big obstacle that we have. We have lots of wonderful ideas that we want to pursue as a city for the whole community, but there's X amount of dollars that you have to spend. But it's one of my priorities.
All right, thank you. Next, we will be talking to Stephanie. Stephanie, would you mind introducing yourself, please?
My name is Stephanie. I'm 14, and how can city governments help with drug abuse problems in your...
Well, It's certainly a huge issue here in Eureka, and the county is actually the government agency around here that's really tasked with dealing with that with their Health and Human Services Division. They get millions of dollars every year from the state of California to provide services for people. But I think within the city of Eureka, I believe that education, starting even before your age, starting down early, making sure that kids understand the results of drug abuse, where you wind up. I know my kids, I tried to get them aware of it as early as I could. With my store in Old Town, I used to have them come into my store all the time, and they would see the tweakers walking down the street in Old Town all the time, and I would point out how those people wound up like that. And I think it made a huge impact on my kids as they grew up around here, because, you know, it's a lot of their friends were doing crank, but they didn't, because they saw early on how you wind up. No teeth, wandering the streets. And I think that that early education is key as a community. But I'm not sure, other than what I've been doing since I've been on the council, which is promoting the problem-oriented policing program that we have that goes after all the drug houses we have in this town. I think that that's another part of the equation, limiting the supply, education. But I see that. You don't see any changes happening?
Because, I mean, you can't really stop it from happening. People cook it up. People, like, they grow plants everywhere. They grow them even in houses.
Well, there's a huge grow situation going on in the whole county. And, you know, my own personal preference would be to see it not illegal, because I think take the money out of it, you take a lot of the problem away. But I don't put marijuana in the same category as I put methamphetamine or heroin. I think those are life-destructive drugs, whereas I know people have spent most of their adult life smoking marijuana are still functioning. I'm not advocating it, but I'm just saying they are able to function. But heroin users, methamphetamine users, their lives just go downhill fast. You know, I mean, in a better world, maybe even those would be legalized and you would treat them as the illness that they actually are. But we're not there, and for the time that we've got right now, I say that I want to see all these drug houses shut down around here, as, at least as many as we can. But if you don't have customers, you can't do business. And I think making sure that folks like you learn early on that that's not where you want to go with your life, then they have less customers to sell to.
All right. Thank you very much. That was a good one.